It's a very fragile balance, isn't it? Is there any fear or tension over the possibility of it going too far and losing that rural sensitivity?
Sure. The scenery is spectacular. So this is a something that they're very proud of. And obviously, they're not going to want to have tremendous construction and manufacturing development in these beautiful areas. And so, and yet, there will be opportunities through this Mississippi River traffic to be able to say to these people who are coming through the region and businesses that are looking to relocate here is, hey, if you're into fishing, hunting, hiking, this is a great area for you to travel through, to be a tourist, and to move your family.
What would have to be done to develop that riverside community, those riverside communities, to accommodate increased river barge traffic?
Well, the first thing, the one significant river port is in Fulton County, in the town of Hickman. There are challenges to that river port due to the way the water comes in and goes out. And the greatest opportunity, though, in terms of the port is going to likely be at Wickliffe, because, again, Wickliffe is not only at the confluence of the Mississippi and the Ohio, but the way the water is constituted, it will create extraordinary opportunities for these really huge ships that are now going to be built because of the increased width and depth of the Panama Canal, to be able to come through there and on their way either up north to Chicago or east up the Ohio. And so one of the most important projects will be the creation of a four-county port authority that will use both ports as the potential sites for manufacturing and the greatest amount of infrastructure. So that's the number one infrastructure need. But then you've got to figure out how you get there, and there will need to be further development of I-69, the interstate that's being brought through that area, and further development of rail traffic. We already have an Amtrak presence that goes through Fulton County, but that conceivably needs to be expanded to be able to bring the stuff in and out of the ports at Hickman and at Wickliffe.
What about the river itself? Can it accommodate these increased loads in its current state? Would there have to be dredging, expansion of any sort? And what are the environmental implications?
Again, one of the great things that is available about this region is that with no dams and locks on the way from New Orleans to Wickliffe, it allows for pretty unimpeded traffic. The challenge will be to keep the traffic from getting too convoluted. We're going to need to build those bigger ships. I'm hopeful one of the projects that we'll look at is, where are those ships going to be built? Those can't be built in China. They could potentially be built anywhere on the Mississippi. Why not in our region, where labor costs are generally lower and where we have a really well-educated population? And so I'd love to see that kind of manufacturing be brought to the area if we can get our act together.